guy that was eating a sandwich, cheeseburger, whatever, and had soda sitting up on the intake for the motor. It had a cook. Apparently, the guy sat there and had his lunch and whatnot. And when they left, anyway, she put it out there as kind of a thing of, you know, first off, these people shouldn't be able to touch an aircraft, and they shouldn't be able to leave trash on an aircraft because, you know, you got to clean all that stuff off and then make sure. And what's funny is one of the other guys involved in that thing had flown in an older bomber. I don't remember which one, but it was for the taking notes. But anyway, long story short on that, he said, yeah, I found a cup in my his engine cowling where somebody just stuffed it. Instead of walking, as she pointed out, it was 8.7 feet over to a trash can.
Sorry about that. And, okay. Oh, man. Hold on. Sorry, I got tripped here with something to do. And, yeah, hold on. One more round. I got to get going. Well, now, two more. Real quick, how's the, so you, the 10 meter, you got it up over the weekend, or was that, well, I guess that would be a Friday or Saturday.
Saturday and Sunday, but yeah, no, I got it up, and anyway, got on the repeater, and Harold was there, and I told him he said, what's going on? I told him, he said, well, I'll go over there and check it out, and believe it or not, I took the book measurement. Which I understand it's just book, the 467, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, there's charts. I did it, and it was way low on the band, so I shortened up like 5 inches and tried it again. And it was closer, but it wasn't right, and so I did another 5 inches. And it could take a little bit of tweaking to get right in the band where I need to be on 10 to be in like the absolute thing. But when you look at where it's flat at the lowest level, like 1.7, 1.8, like right in there, it's broad, so, but yeah, I actually took the book measurement, which was, I can tell you right here, it was 8 foot, 3.5 inches on either side for a halfway dipole, so it's a quarter wave, because it's half of that, and by the time I inverted a little bit, yeah, I had to shorten it 10 inches on each side, so anyway, that's 20 inches. But anyway, no, and Denny gave me that antenna, or loaned me, you were there. Anyway, you get it. Yeah, tuned it up, and I tell you what, it saved me a whole lot of guessing and homework, and I'd like to shorten it just a little bit to get it exactly, but at that point, I was just like, call it good, and when Harold asked what I was doing, when I checked in, he said, well, just go over there. And I said, well, I'm out walking the dog. He said, well, I'll be right there listening. And we had a nice little conversation on it. And he said it sounded way better than what it did before. And I could hear him a lot better, too. So he was able to turn his beam around a little bit to me. And anyway, it worked. So we'll find out tomorrow night on the net.
All right. I'm glad you got that going. Yeah, you know, the book, that book, you know, all the provisios over there is if it's up in free space, that means you're hanging it between nothing and it's up against nothing with nothing else within a wavelength of it or more to affect how it is. And what are you using for the antenna? What are you using for the wire?
Oh, see, you just asked me something I don't have in front of me. Let me hang on here. I'll pull it out. It is I bought a whole slew of this stuff. It is just a 14-gauge insulated wire. It's got a vinyl insulation. It's supposed to hold up the good stuff. It's just a copper 14-gauge. I forgot how many strands in there. It's a stranded wire. And anyway, I cheesed out because I was, you know, I had tried it with the house wiring stuff, and I had such abysmal problems. So I used that Delta C feed point in the center. And then there are insulators on the end. I bought a couple extra sets of insulators to make a fan as I add elements. And Danny said, do them all. But I, like I said, I was kind of short for time, so I just kind of did what I did. And having my 4-year-old help me, she does a good job, though. She tries really hard. And then I couldn't find my string to string the thing up. And I didn't just want to use twine. I had some cheap twine here, so I actually picked up on Sunday when we went over to a tractor store there. They had some paracord, so I picked up and paid twice as much as I should have for a $10 piece of paracord, but it was more than enough to do what I needed, so had a little pulley up to the eave there and lifted up and down a few times and kept shortening it to get it where I needed. And that analyzer helped so much that at some point you say, hey, it's good enough, and it works, and that's what mattered. So, and then Harold had me test it. So we actually had it on the air, so that's pretty cool.
All right, yeah, that's the way to go, you know. And, yeah, then there's two other, you know, there's that resistance and reactance part later on. If you go look up, there's some, in fact, there's some YouTube videos that will give you, that kind of run down how to interpret the other two numbers to let you know, even though it's one point, you know, even if you get it to one is to one, the other two numbers will give you an idea as to what else you might want to tweak the antenna. But, you know, most of it is, it's good enough, and, you know, it's you put it where you can put it. It's hard to do anything else. And you know what, when you're 4 year old, when you get to put up that tri or even quad, you know, band, fan dipole, you can tell her a little story about how that's your little dream, you know, your little dream catcher there. it's intercepting all that RF in the air and funneling it down to that rig of yours.
I think I have a good starter HF radio. I know I need to upgrade, and I need to get the book back out. I mean, I finished half of it and all of that, but I need to keep at that, you know, at some point on when I can hear a bunch on the others, but you still got to have an antenna to radiate. But anyway, I'll take this. I'll add the 6. I'll go there, and if it works, I'll stick, I think the 15 or 20, I think the 20 was the longest I could get where it's at. And at some point, obviously, you need towers. And that's why I told my wife. I've had multiple people tell me, yeah, you need to put up a tower. And I'm thinking at some point, do you put up two towers and string dipoles between them? But anyway, we won't go there right now. But yeah, that's it worked, and that's what was pretty cool. I mean, I had the thing folded back because I'd left extra on it anyway to coil around itself so it wouldn't pull out, you know, like kind of, I don't know what you'd call that. But anyway, it's wound around itself, and then having to shorten then each side 10 inches, that's a bunch. And anyway, at some point the excess I'll chop off a little bit of and leave enough there to do what I got to do. But yeah, I was kind of surprised it was that far away from what the little sheet said. And the sad thing is I could not find Chris's sheet. I had taken notes, and that's what I wrote on my little baggie that I cut the antenna to and told myself what I needed to do with it. When it got time to actually do it, I actually could not find that piece of paper, but I got a copy of it at work, I think, and I need to reprint that off. But he had a good sheet there on a little spreadsheet on antennas.
Yeah, you know, it's a pretty nifty rig. It really is. And I think I'm trying to see who else. I never got to do it on mine, but someone else in the club has tap the IF out so that he you know connects it to the to a one of the SDR dongles and has a external pan adapter for the 450D out of the IF out from the inside. You got a little circuit board that you need to tap it out. That's if you want to do that, or if not, you know, whatever next rig might be in your fancy there. Anyways, hey, I got to jump out of here, DJ. Have a good evening there with that walk, and y'all stay dry, and we'll catch up again. KG5QEZ, AG5DB.
All right, 73, Peter. No, I'm way back inside, but yeah, absolutely. And I don't know. I get a little leery soldering stuff onto something else, but you never know. I mean, if you can add it to the thing, that'd be great. But at some point, I'll probably buy a radio that's got a waterfall in it, but not quite yet. I want to wait till my upgrade ticket comes, and then it'll give me an excuse to go spend some time. No, it's always good to talk to you, sir, and always enjoy it. But, yep, I'm so grateful that Denny gave me that analyzer right before I left, and I'm just kind of sad. I've had it so long, and I've only now had built one antenna, but I will use it before then, and I told him if you need it back, I will make sure that it gets back to his house. But anyway, that's that. 73, Peter, AG5. Delta Bravo, KG5QZ.
Likewise, DJ. Good night and Sentry, AG5DBK.
Somebody's trying to get in, but you're not making it. KG5QZ.